Welcome to Binge Breakthrough, the podcast designed to help you finally break through the barriers that keep you stuck feeling out of control around food. I'm Master Certified Coach Jane Pilger, and I want you to know that no matter how long you've been struggling or what you've tried, food freedom is possible, and I'm here to show you how. After years of therapy, eating disorders treatment, restrictive diets, and reading all the books, I was still stuck in the on-again, off-again cycle of restricting and binging until I was able to see it all from a new perspective that changed everything. Each week, I will share the strategies, tools, and mindset that allowed me to overcome my decades-long battle with binge eating. Your journey to body trust starts now. Let's dive in. Hello, trusted listener. Welcome to Binge Breakthrough. I consider you a trusted listener because I trust that you are listening to this podcast for a reason. I trust that you are going to hear something insightful and impactful for your journey with food. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you may be able to hear in my voice doesn't sound like it normally does. And that's because I have been sick. So I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about on the podcast. And I thought, you know what? This is a perfect time to talk about how does being sick impact binge eating. I've had plenty of time to think about this over the past week, and I've really been reflecting quite a bit on my experience with being sick and binging over the years, and what that has looked like for me, what I know it looks like for other clients. And so I thought it would be just a great topic to discuss on the podcast. So the answer really to how does illness or being sick impact binge eating? The answer is it depends. It really depends on the person, because what we know is that sickness does not cause binge eating. Sickness does not make it worse. It doesn't prevent it. Sickness just is. The question really is, how are we relating to ourselves while we are sick? I think this is really the question. How are you relating to yourself while you are sick? And can you see, is there a correlation? Is there something that you can see between how you relate to yourself and your eating behaviors? So here's what I've noticed for myself. When I'm in the period of sickness where there is no doubt about it, I am sick. There is nothing I can do. I don't really have energy. It's very clear that what I need is sleep. Then in those instances, I don't generally struggle with food. I really haven't in the past. It's kind of just been the sickness, I think, sometimes is a little, I don't know, maybe it's just all encompassing, it's all consuming. I actually think what happens is it's more when I allow myself to be sick, when I really accept and acknowledge, yeah, I'm sick, and I take care of myself and I take care of my needs, then the binging isn't really a thing. Now, we could say, yes, a lot of times appetite can be impacted when you are not feeling well. Maybe you don't have as much of an appetite. So that could certainly be. But I really think, as I've been reflecting on this, I think a lot of it is, are you taking care of your needs? Are you resting? Are you allowing yourself the time that your body needs? Are you really listening to your body? Here's what I know has happened for me in the past. In that period of time where I'm like, oh, I'm sick, I may need to not go to work, I may need to cancel appointments, there's really no other option. That is not the time that has been a struggle for me. And I would say often for my clients is not really a problem either. The problem comes then when you're in that period of time, either of, well, kind of like where I am right now. I'm not really sick. I am capable. I'm not healthy. So I am probably, I don't even know if I'm more sick than healthy at this point, but I am definitely not back up to speed. And there are a lot of things that I was planning on doing this week that I did not do. And I also do not still have a full amount of energy. It's in these times that I have noticed in the past that these would be the times I would struggle most with food, because I would be doing one of several things. Number one, I might be expecting myself to have more energy than I actually, or capability than I actually do. So I might say, oh, here's all these other things that I didn't get done. Now that I have more energy, I feel better than I did. So now I'm just going to expect myself to catch up on everything, when I really may not be at that capacity yet. So when I'm asking myself to do more than I'm kind of capable or I have the energy for, that might be a time that I would notice myself maybe then go back to binging, or I would be looking for that food to kind of give me the energy if I was trying to utilize more energy than my body actually had. The other thing that might happen is I might just be more likely to be pushing through signals from my body, where my body might be, when you're really sick, sometimes we can't push through. Those of us who have pushed through, maybe we've ignored body signals for so long, there comes a time where you literally can't ignore that anymore. So those are the times when you're just in bed, right? There's no other option. But when you get to that place where, okay, I can get out of bed, now I'm in the place where, okay, am I going to ignore my body signals? Am I going to push through? Am I going to like feel the fatigue, feel like, oh, I could really use a nap, but oh, I've got this other thing to do. Oh, but I canceled this yesterday. Oh, but I'm already behind. Then I start to think, I'm behind. I could rest. I really want to rest, but I can't, or I'm expecting myself to do more than my body is ready and capable for. Those are the times that I have really noticed that it would be harder for me with food. Here's the other thing that would happen is, let's say for 2 or 3 days, I was in bed and I didn't have as much of an appetite. So maybe I wasn't eating as much food. And which is fine, my body wasn't particularly asking for it, but then my body starts asking for food and I start feeling hungry. And then the old thoughts of, oh, don't eat too much. Oh, be careful. Oh, you haven't been exercising. You don't really need to eat that much. You haven't been doing very much. All of those thoughts start coming. Then we get into a little bit of probably a combination of intentional and unintentional restriction. So you may have had some unintentional restriction with the sickness or the illness. You haven't had much of an appetite. You haven't really eaten very much if you've been sleeping most of the day. So that could be unintentional. But then when your body does start telling you, hey, we're ready for food, we're open for business, we're asking for more, then the more restriction kind of the intentional comes in. Don't eat too much. No, we don't want to do that. No, we haven't been exercising or moving or whatever the reason or justification that we have for that. And so when those two things then come into play, then yes, it is very likely and very possible that your binge eating behaviors may escalate. So for you, what you want to do is just say, huh, what do I know about myself and my patterns? If you're listening to this and you're not sick, then just get curious for yourself. What do I know for myself when I feel sick? What do I know about my patterns? We all have patterns in all areas of our life. When we can get to know our patterns and gain this awareness, what do I know about myself? What are my patterns? What are the potential obstacles? What can I do? What strategies can I put in place so that I don't maybe expect myself to do too much when I'm coming back from being sick? Maybe I know for myself, I kind of go from being sick to I'm in this place right now. I've been sick for, it's been over a week now. It's probably been 8 days, I would say, 8 days that I've been sick. And I'm in this place now where I feel better than I did. And because I feel better, I'm like, oh yeah. Then I start to think about all of these things I want to continue to do. But I also, if I tune in to what my body is telling me, I am not ready. I am not back to full speed yet. So this means I don't have the full energy capability. So for me, the best thing I can do is really listen to my body. I want to honor where it is. For all of us, mostly the challenge that we get is we get into this resistance. I don't want to be sick anymore. I don't want to feel this way. I shouldn't still be so tired. I shouldn't be coughing. I shouldn't be feeling this way. Whatever it is this resistance. And I am sure you have heard the saying that is true. What you resist persists. So if we can get out, if we can notice when we're in resistance, there's a difference between I don't want to feel this way and like I wish I didn't, but I do. This is where I am. And yes, I wouldn't choose it. I wouldn't prefer it, but this is where I am. This is what I have. This is the energy I have today. So how do I want to utilize that energy instead of expecting myself to have more than I actually do or thinking that I should have more? If you want, you can go back and visit the episode on when you should on yourself and what that creates for us. So we want to meet ourselves where we are right now in this moment. And then we can get curious, what are my needs right now? How can I meet the needs that I have right now? So often, the things that we expect of ourselves, there are internal expectations. If I think for myself about all of the things I would really love to be doing right now, the things I would have loved to have done this week, so many of them are things that were my own expectations. They're not expectations that anybody else had of me. It's my own internal expectations. So you can ask yourself, are these expectations internally imposed or externally imposed? And how do I want to manage that? So for me, the way that I'm handling this, the way that I'm adapting and I'm adjusting, I'm literally taking things one day at a time. What do I have energy for today? What do I need to adjust today? Checking in, adjusting, canceling appointments, canceling workouts, taking multiple naps, getting into the doctor, whatever it is that I need to do. So what I'm reminding myself, I love the quote, Marie Forleo's quote, everything is figure outable. She has a book by that title. Everything is figure outable. Based on that, I'm thinking to myself, everything is adjustable. It is figure outable and it's adjustable. One of the things that was such a key learning for me at the trauma conference that I went to, we talked about our bodies, the importance and the fact that our bodies are adaptable. They're adjustable. We are not meant to be rigid, not in our bodies. We're not meant to be rigid in our thinking either, or our planning, or what we expect for ourselves. Our body was designed to move and adjust, to expand and contract, to adapt. So if my body is designed to do that, then that means my mind needs to also be adaptable and adjustable. This is what's so fascinating. We try to apply these rigid rules and these rigid expectations and this rigid controlling of ourselves to kind of mold and make our bodies do things that we want them to do. But that's not how bodies work. So we want to work with our bodies, being adaptable and adjustable, which means my mind needs to come along for the ride and also be adaptable and adjustable. I also want to look at, what am I making this mean? Me getting sick, what am I making it mean? Well, I mean, I have not been sick in years. Literally, it has been years since I have been sick. So this is not really a problem. This is just, bodies get sick sometimes and they need to heal sometimes. That is what is happening. So my brain might like to think, oh, something's gone wrong. This wasn't part of the plan. Something has gone wrong here. I do see my brain want to try to wonder, what does this mean for my marathon training? If you've been listening for a while, you may know I'm training for a marathon. I think it's in 6 weeks now. I have a race that's coming up this weekend as I record it. It will have already passed by the time this episode comes out. I've decided I'm not going to do this race. It would not be in my body's best interest to try to race this weekend, so I'm not going to. But that doesn't have to mean something has gone wrong. It doesn't have to mean that my marathon training is ruined. I don't know what it's going to mean for the marathon, but for now, all I'm focused on is health and healing and giving my body what it needs today so that I can remember that the priority is taking care of myself. I know my body will adapt and adjust. So if I can just tune in to what my body is saying, what my body is asking for. The one thing that I do notice after doing this work and being so much more connected to myself and to my body is that I'm just so much more in tune with what my body is asking for, with the cues from my body, asking for rest, knowing that I can give it rest and it will be okay, knowing that I can adapt what I'm eating, how much I'm eating, what I'm doing for my movement, or not moving, practically not moving at all for a week. I have so much more connection and attunement to what my body needs. Now, it wasn't always this way, and it doesn't get that way overnight, but it is possible. And I think when we're sick, it really is a time where we can tune in more. Because sometimes the little signals and the little cues from our body, they're a little harder to tune into if we haven't been practicing. But when you're sick, the messages get a little louder. Our body is really talking to us. This is a time you can tune in and listen. What do I notice? What's different about today than yesterday? I could tell you individual things that have been different from day to day. I can tell you how I notice when things and how things are better and how things maybe aren't. I can tell you how I can tell when maybe something has gone a little too far, when something is kind of more in that just right, when I'm listening to my body. So illness will impact binge eating. It will be different for every person. So for you, just get curious. What do you know about your own patterns? How can you use times of illness to tune in to more of your body's cues and really get to practice listening to your body? Even if your body isn't telling you what you want to hear, how can you practice listening to it and responding to it anyways? All right, that's what I have for you today. Hopefully the next time you hear from me, I will be feeling and sounding much better. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you for listening to Binge Breakthrough. You can find the show notes and any resources mentioned at bingebreakthrough.com. If you like this episode, subscribe to have future episodes delivered to you each Wednesday. And remember, your 5-star rating and review will help others discover these life-changing concepts. See you next week.